Sahar Fohrani is one of a new breed of Iranian women. She drives a taxi, braving Tehran's notorious traffic to pick up and drop off women passengers. She's a mother herself, with two children to help provide for in tough times.
You have to love driving, but it's also extra money for the family. With the economic situation as it is, I wanted to help my husband make ends meet. It's a real opportunity. I can pay off the car over 60 months. So it's an investment as well as giving some extra income.
Sahar's picking up one of her familiar customers, Ruqayya Khalili. She's one of 40,000 registered regulars who prefer to pay a little more to be driven by a woman. Sahar also takes Ruqayya's son to school every morning.
I feel safer in a woman's taxi, and I think women drive more carefully. Most of the men drivers are young and impatient and not disciplined enough. So, of course, I feel more relaxed traveling with a woman. And women are better drivers.
In many Western countries, it's pretty unusual to come across women taxi drivers. And in places like Saudi Arabia, women aren't allowed to drive at all. But here on the streets of Tehran, these special green taxis are becoming an increasingly familiar sight. There are about 700 of them out there, all of them driven by women for women.
This is the nerve center of the operation. Customers phone in, something like 2,500 every day. The taxis are then directed by radio. All the operators here are women too. But it was a man who came up with the idea.
I felt that something was missing from our transport system, a role for women. So I had the idea of creating a job opportunity for women who like driving, at the same time as offering a special service to other women who want to move around in a more relaxed way.
The women are also taught some basic car maintenance to help them get by in a field that's normally regarded as something of a male preserve. Some of the drivers are widows or divorcees, and they really need the job. There are plans to triple the number of women's taxis in Tehran and to expand to other cities. The idea's caught on. It seems to be filling a real need. Jim Yor, BBC News, Tehran.